statins block a certain pathway where you tend to form bad cholesterol, if you will. And statins are drugs that reduce production of cholesterol in a large group of patients.
There are several types of statins, though. What differentiates one from the others?
Medium potency statins and high potency statins. There is a group which you can expect a reduction in cholesterol of about 30%, and there's a certain group of statins where you can expect a reduction of a 50 to 60%.
How potentially dangerous are statins?
Statins are actually very safe. There are multiple studies done and where we have gone from straight body count, where we check for mortality, and statins have always come ahead. There are studies where we've done mortality and complications. Statins have come ahead. And statins have complications just like any medication, and that's why they should be monitored. That's why part of being on a statin is having your cholesterol monitored. Statins, the most reported side effect is muscle aches. But that's a discussion that you have to have with your doctor, and it has to be monitored.
But you did mention muscle pain, for instance, as side effects. Others that have been listed are like headaches, abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea. Even in some rare cases, liver damage and memory impairment, muscle damage.
Well, there are a lot of side effects described. The muscle aches seem to be more common in people that are less active. And there's some studies showing that you also, if you have a low vitamin D level, that may compound the problem. Liver function tests have to be monitored when you take statins, and they have to be monitored at least twice a year. Usually, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the very beginning. If you have been on a very stable regimen with statins for years, your chances of having significant damage are much, much less. It seems to be what we call in medicine an idiosyncratic reaction. Some people do get it, some people don't get it.
Is taking a statin drug enough?
No, taking a statin doesn't give you a pass. We want you to take the medication when appropriate, but we want you to diet, we want you to exercise, we want you to have a healthy life.
Once you are put on a statin drug, are you on that for life?
Well, based on current guidelines, some groups will be on statins for life. If you have a cholesterol that is borderline and you can exercise, lose weight, have a better diet, you may be able to get to a target that you and your doctor are comfortable with. There are some things that you cannot modify, like your age, your sex, your family history, your genetic makeup. And some people have familial dyslipidemia. You come in with already to the world with a deck stacked against you. Those will have to be on statins forever. But that tool allows us to see what is your risk in the next 10 years. And if through multiple, I guess, non-pharmacological interventions, you can bring your risk down to 3% to 2% in 10 years, at that point, you and your doctor may decide that medications are not adding enough to you for you to take them.